Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. And we have another Halloween-appropriate movie for you here today. It's the thriller The Devil Bad, starring Bela Lugosi in the period between his Universal heyday and his work for the notorious Ed Wood. In this one, Bela plays Dr. Carruthers, a kindly local doctor whose hobby is, of course, mad science. When he finds that the owners of a cosmetic company have cheated him of both money and credit, he decides to deal with them in true mad scientist fashion, by creating giant killer bats to attack them. Now, admittedly, we are stretching the idea of classic film with this movie. It was made by Producers Releasing Corporation, a Poverty Row studio that produced, hopefully, entertaining flicks, fast and cheap. And this movie fits that description. It was filming only about a week after Lugosi was hired, and it was indeed made fast and cheap. However, Lugosi delivers a fine performance as Carruthers. He'd had hardly any film work for a while, when a combination of censorship and studio policy changes resulted in horror films disappearing for a couple of years in the late 30s. The year previous to this, 1939, Lugosi saw a lot more work as horror movies resurfaced. But this one is considered the beginning of his Poverty Row phase, when he was usually much better than the rest of the movie. Still, this one is fairly well regarded by fans, and was effectively remade twice by the studio, as Mad Monster and as The Flying Serpent, both starring George Zucco. This was the only film Lugosi did for PRC, although he did several more films for rival cheap studio Monogram Pictures during this period. Looking at the cast of The Devil Bat, animation fans will note the presence of Arthur Q. Bryan, the original voice of Elmer Fudd for Warner Brothers. And speaking of animation and Warner Brothers, we also have a cartoon today. In the interest of equal time, it's the Merry Melody short, The Brave Little Bat. It's one of the Sniffles the Mouse cartoons, directed by Chuck Jones during his Disney-esque period. And the title character is certainly not scary. I mean, any bat wearing wooden clogs and a Chico Marx hat can't help but be cute. One note about the cartoon. The site that hosts it may put an ad in the middle of it. Yes, they're going to put an ad in the middle of a 7-minute cartoon. We hope this isn't too big a problem for you. And here's another bit of movie news. We're finally bringing back our popular in-house movie showings. The first one will be on Wednesday, October 27th, when Ms. Danielle shows her favorite Halloween movie, Hocus Pocus, at 1 p.m. More movies, presented from recently released DVDs, will be following in November. We'll post the schedule soon. Be advised, though, that space is limited for these showings, so you must pre-register. Meanwhile, we'll be continuing the online classic movie presentations for, well, about as long as we can find movies to fill the slots. We're always on the lookout, by the way. Just a reminder that you can go to our website for the list of movies we've shown and the links to each one. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we still want to hear your comments and suggestions. Please post them on our Facebook page, call them in at 908-754-7885, or email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, thanks again for watching and listening. We hope your Halloween preparations are going along smoothly. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1941, here's The Brave Little Bat. And from PRC in 1940, here's The Devil Bat. Hope you enjoy them.